للذين هاجروا من بعد ما قتلوا ثم جاهدوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والقاتل لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره المكار للأزيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ثم إن ربك للذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا ثم جاهدوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم.
Alhamdulillah.
Made us Muslims, spared our life from last year again up to this moment. All of us, we have to ask ourselves questions at all times. The first question I want us all to ask ourselves is, we are now in the month of Ramadan. Why are we asked to fast the month of Ramadan? Allah himself in the Quran, he said, Kutiba alaykum al-siyam kama kutiba ala al-lazina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Ramadan is written for all of us so that we can attain piety, God consciousness, some have translated it as fear of Allah, some said piety, some said God consciousness. This siyam, this fasting that Allah is asking us to try to get to God consciousness, what does it mean? What is the position of fasting? Fasting has a very big position, because as we are going to see in the verses we are going to be discussing shortly, we human beings, we are two things that is in one unit. We have our soul from Allah and we have our body from the earth. The soul that comes from Allah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah it comes, it shall go back to Allah. Then we have our body from the earth, minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. This is the art that was used in creating all of us. Because these two things have come together, which means it's like a coin that has two faces. One side is towards Allah, the other side is towards the world. The one that is towards Allah, where it comes from, it does not eat, it does not drink, it does not go into big desires. But the one that is on earth here, like we see of other things on earth, like animals, they have vain desires, they drink, they eat. So, if we want to get to be God conscious, we have to abandon these things to go to the other side and be God conscious. That's why people say the meaning of Siyam is abstention. Abstention. To abstain from drink and food? No. To abstain also from your personal desires. Then let us look at the things, the worship that Allah has given on us. There is Salat, which is Imaduddin, is the support, is the
strength,
the backbone of the religion, after being a Muslim is salat. But what did Allah say about salat in the hadith of Qudsi? That kasartu salata bayni wa bayna abdi mislayhi. Fa nisfu li abdi wa li abdi ma salat. Salat, I have divided it into two between me and my slave. Half is for me and half is for my slave. And for my slave is what he asked in Salat. Let's go to fasting. What did he say? Allah said, As-siyamu li wa ana ajzi. Fasting is for me completely. Because there is nothing in fasting that is worthy. Let alone to be for you. That's why you find the position of a fasting person in the position of somebody close to Allah. Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimati wal-Mu'minina wal-Mu'minati wal-Qanitina wal-Qanitati wal-Sadiqina wal-Sadiqati wal-Sadiqina wal-Sadiqati wal-Khashiina wal-Khashiati wal-Mutasaddiqina wal-Mutasaddiqati wal-Sa'imina. Then after that, Allah imagine was zakir in that way. So if you fast properly, there is nothing with you but Allah. That's why whoever is in that region, when he wants to celebrate with Allah, he fasts. When the person doesn't want to celebrate his Maulid on Monday, what does he do? He fasts. Because he is completely of the Jaiwan. But if he is going to celebrate with us, he eats. Because we are completely what we most of the time. So this is fasting. So Allah is not asking you to fast to be able to come out to say this is wrong, to look for the fault of people. No. To look for your own fault, to search your own self and correct yourself. The Prophet Muhammad said, Hasbu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. So scrutinize yourself. Check yourself before you are scrutinized. Sheikh Banyas used to say, every day before you sleep, scrutinize yourself. Ask yourself, on the two sides, on my Allah side, La ilaha illallah, ask yourself, what did I do the things for Allah well from beginning of the morning to now? Did I say my salah on time? When I was saying my salah, was I thinking of other things or I was somewhere else? Was I beautiful to son Allah? Your awrad, other things. Then come back to his people, to his creation. Was I nice to them? Anytime I pray, I say Allah Akbar. That is one part. When I finish, I say Assalamu alaikum, peace to everybody. Was I peaceful to all of them? Ask. We can scrutinize yourself. If we do this, and we are ready to carry out our fasting, and we check ourselves, and we know that this time is for us to scrutinize ourselves, so that we can elevate and become better human beings. How can Islam, that has such a beautiful religion, be having people that are quarreling? This beautiful religion, look at it, how beautiful it is. What will lead your quarrel? Because people say, you must be like me. No. Don't reduce the prophet to yourself. People are trying to reduce the prophet to themselves. Only the prophet can say, be like this. And he was the most magnanimous of human beings. He didn't say so. Allah himself said, وَلَوْشَرَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةَ وَاحِدَةَ وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. If Allah so wishes, he will make people everything the same thing. But they will never resist to be different. He said, إِلَّا مَا رَيْمَا رَبُّكَ وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. So even if Allah proposed that they are different, I created them to be different. Look at our fingerprint. Are they the same thing? From the beginning of the world to the end of the world, no human will have the same thing. Which Allah does not want us to be the same. Are we all doing the same work? No. This one is an engineer, this one is a mason, this one is a medical doctor, this one is a mathematician, this one is an artist. If all of us are doing one profession, it is it. Who will do the rest? Which means Allah wants us to be different. Well, this one can serve this, that one can serve this. That's why you always find among Muslims those that are leaning towards doing more than that of salah. Some are leaning towards doing more qira'ah. Some are leaning towards doing more of fasting. Some are leaning towards
more of charity. We will have to be different. إِنَّا مَرَكْنَاكُمْ لِذَكَرِمْ وَأُنْسِي وَجْعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا وَسَعَلَكُمْ. And that identity question, why do you want human beings all to be sent in? And Allah said what he said, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't divide yourself. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَرْبُ شَيْئِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا لِيَهُمْ وَخَامِشَاءً. So don't be like the Mushrik, they have one that divide their religion. The Sahaba, they had different opinion, but they were never divided. Don't come out and say, I'm a mathematician, I'm better than the atheist. I'm a medical doctor, I'm better than the pharmacist. No, that's the one that Allah has given you. This one Allah has given me. Let everybody go his own way. We are all in profession. This is what has brought us today down. In trying to reduce the Prophet to our own image. Whatever we understand, we say that's exactly what the Prophet meant. What do you know? With all this is on you. So I'm asking all, as we are entering this fasting period, to stand up. To try our best, to correct ourselves, to be brothers. وَقُولُوا إِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Let all of us be slaves of Allah, brothers. What makes a person and a Muslim? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Let's try to copy the pious servants of Allah. Look at somebody like Sheikh Ibrahim Nias. Ahmadiyya. The Muslim world came together and they said Ahmadiyya are not Muslims. Because they said there's a prophet after our prophet. They recognized what Ahmad Gulam as their prophet. Because of this, they were banned from going to Hajj. And you have to write at that time in Nigeria, because there were some Ahmadiyya schools and hospitals, that you are not an Ahmadiyya before you are allowed to go to Hajj. Somebody went to ask Sheikh Ibrahim Nias. Said, this Ahmadiyya, what's the whole opinion about them? He said, whoever says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, I feel very difficult to say anything bad about them. Now they took it off. I don't know. Let me leave them to. But we, you, on something much, 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 much less than that, that is even just an opinion. You say, this one is doing bid'ah. There is no word that people know today but bid'ah. Is this Islam? How many times did that word, bid'ah, came out of the word, mouth of prophet before he left his house? How many times? That today all our preachers are just Christian Muslims. They are not even evaluating yourselves, Christianity yourselves. And the fasting is that la'allaku tattaqun, that you should be pious, not that you should make others pious. Let's pay attention to ourselves. As we are fasting, don't abuse anybody. As we are fasting, take always of Allah. Abstain from any desire. Abstain even in your mind from thinking of other than Allah. May Allah bless each one of us and make us to see this fasting to the end of it and make it an acceptable fasting. ثم إن ربك للذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا ثم جاءوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. We stopped in this verse, this glorious verse, last year and we started with it. Allah Ta'ala wa Ta'ala is saying, إن ربك للذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا. For sure, Allah Ta'ala wa Ta'ala, concerning those that immigrated. Why? After they have been persecuted. ثُمَّ جَاءَدُوا. Then they come and they struggled in the path of Allah. وَصَبَرُوا. And they were patient in their struggle. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا. Allah, after all this, Allah forgive them all their sins. There is no such way. That's why people like Mustahin, despite what he said about Sayyidah Aisha, Sayyidina Abu Bakr refused to be feeding him because Rasulullah did not know what to do, and Allah sent a vow. وَعَفُوا وَصَرُوا أَلَّا تُهِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Forgive and overlook. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? Because this person, he did hijrah because of Allah. Allah is always looking at the good that we do. Here, this particular verse, it was said, it was revealed specifically because of some people. But one of them is Ammar bin Yasir.
Ahmad bin Yasir, in his presence, his father and mother were tortured to death. They were the first to be martyred in the path of Islam. The mother was put down, the legs tied to a rope, tied to camels one side, another camel the other side, and it was pulled until she could not bear it, and spear was driven into her vagina and she died in Makkah. In his presence, Sumayya. Then his father, Yasir, was similarly killed like that. All because they said they will never denounce the Prophet, they will never go against the Prophet. So he now, Ammar, was now held by the Mushrik. The same thing they did to the father and mother, they were doing to him. They brought fire to him until his body was almost getting drawn out of the heat of fire. And they said, he must praise the idols. He must abuse the Prophet. His punishment now is now above that of the father and the mother. It's not what has happened to the father and the mother. That already has taken him. At this stage, he was forced to say things he didn't want to say. People who give an to the Prophet of Allah said, Ammar has apostated. Ammar has denounced his religion. He said, no, not Ammar. Ammar is filled with faith from the top of his head to the bottom of his leg. And faith has mixed with him, with his blood and his meat and his flesh. Nothing is out of Ammar. Then Ammar came with him to the Prophet. The Lord asked him, said, come. He said, they did not believe you until he said what he wanted to say to you. Yes, I even had to say this against you. The Prophet was wiping his tears and telling him, don't worry. Nothing has happened to your face. If they hold you again, say what you say. They continue to you. So these are the two situations we have. If you can't stand it, and you know, that's why, إِلَّا مَنْ تُقْرِهَا فَقَالْهُ قُرْتَ إِنُّ بِنِي مَنْ. If this man is now further talking about him, ثُمَّ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا ثُمَّ جَاهَدُوا وَصَبَرُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. After all this, he did jihad, was patient in all things. Allah said, he is most forgiving and has. Is most merciful to such people. So we should try to resist doing anything that will bring down the name of Allah and the Prophet where we can. Where we can't, then Allah will forgive us. A typical example is this centuries amount of Allah that died 2 days ago, Muhammad Ali. Definitely a saint. There's what you call this steps of fame or honor of fame, they said, where you have to write the famous book on tablets of marble on the ground for everybody to walk through, walking through and be seeing it. They said they will put his name there. He said, no. I'm bearing the name of my most beloved, Muhammad. I will not allow his name to be put on the ground for people to say. He refused that honor and dignity because of the name of the Prophet. Nobody was going to kill him because of that. When he was asked to go to Vietnam for war, he said, I will not go. So the worst that can happen to me is to be put in prison. I'm ready to go to prison. If it's just to imprison you, don't denounce your religion. But if it comes to taking a right, you can denounce. Allah knows your heart. And Allah will give all of us.
يوم تأتي كل نفس تجادل عن نفسها وتوفى كل نفس ما عملت وهم لا يظلمون.
يوم تأتي كل نفس تجادل عن نفسها وتوفى كل نفس بما عملت وهم لا يظلمون. الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling us, look at the way people like Ammar has behaved. What of us? Allah knows us that we are not up to this. We are just followers of the Sahaba. We are definitely nowhere close to who they are. Then but Allah is now with us. You want to have to judge to Ammar's here. A day that will come
Kullu nafsin, every person, to judge the anasya would be fighting with his own person. What was the kullu nafsin? And every person will have been, his soul will have been removed, he will have died. And what was the, and he will be recompensed, all lives and more. And none of them will be unjustly treated. Everybody will be recompensed because they are so. Here, how a person come quarreling with his person? How will a person come quarreling with his own person? Because the Prophet of Allah, he said, Al-Mar'u ala dini hadithi. Falyanzur ahadakum man yuhari. Every person is in the religion of his bosom friend. Each of you should look. Who is he a friend to? Whenever you see two people, they are together, husband and wife, a friend, another friend, two brothers, and they are never quarreling. They are consistently together and happy, staying together. Then they are on the same religion. It is said in Abbas that the Prophet Muhammad said, on the day of judgment, people will continue to argue with every other person they know until it will start to argue with his own self. يوم يفتر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ يومئذ شان ابنه. In a day that you see your brother coming and you run away. Why? Because you know that you have offended him, and that day he is going to be compensed and he will be compensed. You don't want it to mention. You see your father coming, you see your shirt coming towards your father. You see your mother coming, you see your shirt coming towards your mother. You see your husband or your wife, you saw your shirt coming towards them. You don't want to see them, you run away from them. It will continue to be like that until it comes to your own self. Because Allah said, even that day, Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Khalil will have nowhere to be. Nobody that day is safe except the Prophet Muhammad. No. Why? Because he is the only one who will not see himself. Everybody is seeing himself, and as long as you are seeing yourself, that is the biggest thing on earth. وَإِنْ كُلْتَ مَا أَذْنَقْ بِقَوْلَتْ مُجِيبَةً وَجُودُكَ سَمْكُنْ دَائِقَ وَصِدْهِ سَمْكُنْ. If you start and you say, I have not committed a sin, your own existence is enough sin for you. Allah is as-Sami'u. You say to yourself, you said you are hearing. You are hearing where Allah is? As-Basiru, you are seeing, you say you are seeing. You are seeing where Allah is? Already these ones are enough sins for you. That's why on that day, the only person that is seeing nobody but Allah is the Prophet. Because he is the first to be created. أول ما أخلق نوري يا جابر. So the first thing to be created, O you Jabir, is the night, my own light. From there, every other thing was created. Every other thing was created. That is why I was telling people, I said, if you look at the whole creation, they are created from natural occurring elements. These natural occurring elements are having a number. 92 in chemistry. Muhammad is how much? 92. And if you take these elements, you break them down, what do you get? You get atoms. Hydrogen, you have two. You have oxygen. If you put one oxygen, two hydrogen together, what do you get? Water. If you break down the elements, what are you going to have? You have the protons, the neutrons, and the electrons going around it. Electrons are what? Light channels. We are back to light. Allah. Which is everything you are seeing is light, whether you accept it or you don't accept it. Allah. And that's what the Prophet Muhammad said, everything is light. The first thing that we created is my light. For my light, everything was created. Allah. Because of that, on the day of judgment, he is not seeing anybody but Allah. And what? The creation of Allah, how to assist them. When everybody says, Nafsi, 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 the Prophet Muhammad says, Ummati, Ummati, Ummati.
يوم تجادل كل نفس عن نفسها وتوفي كل نفس بما عملت وهم لا يسألون. That day, the soul is going to go to Allah. Oh Allah, you created me and you sent me from you. You know I don't have hands, I don't have eyes, I don't have legs. What is my sin? This body is one that has the legs, the eyes, the tongue, the hand. He's one that committed the sin. The body will come. Your own body back, and your own soul now affect you. Your body will come. Oh Allah, you know I'm lifeless, I'm just an ordinary heart. But it is with your hand, Hanak to be a day. It's with your hand that you use in creating me. It is this light, this soul that becomes light and enters my body and makes me to move, is one that is responsible for all these things I've committed. Then Allah will give them an example. If there is a blind man, can he climb the tree? Can he pluck fruit from the tree? So he has no fault in climbing tree. He cannot get fruit from the tree. So if fruits are on the ground, it's not his fault. You, that you said you cannot go from one place to another. But if there is a cripple, can he also climb? No. But if the blind man carries the cripple on his neck, and the cripple now, the hand is able to reach the fruit, and he got it down, and they both ate it, who among them is at fault? Both of them. Allah will answer them like this. Both of them, both of you, both the soul and the body are at fault. So all of you, but you have been pronouncing the matter of them, all will be charged. Let us all be careful. Fight with your heart. Don't agree. So if you are not fighting, then you always enjoy it. You see something, you take it. You want to lie, you just discuss it, just enjoy it. Still of you are together. On the deathbed of Sheikh Ibrahim, Imam Hassan, he said to me, he said, Sheikh Ibrahim told him, even now I'm fighting my heart, I've never allowed it. To do what's wrong. Nobody is free. And Masum, Masum Abutra. Only the one that Allah said is free. We should continuously fight our heart. That's why it's Ramadan is here. Because that day you will be confident. You cannot say, it is my body. Or the body says, it's your soul. The two of you will be into each other.
وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة ياتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون.
وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. Allah, in His infinite mercy, when He talks to us, He will bring an example to bring close to us the meaning of what He has said. Allah said, Daraballahu. Allah Himself is the one putting a parable before you. Khariyatan of a town, Kanat, Aminatan, that was fully secure in security. Mutmainatan, and tranquility of the mind, they had it. Yatiha rizquha ragadan, and its wealth and sustenance was coming to him from everywhere. Min kulli makani, from everywhere it was coming to it. Fakafarat,
they are not in line. That means all this that Allah has given to it is security, the peace of the mind, and the sustenance and wealth coming from everywhere. Fakafarati al-Milai, he denied these favors of Allah. Fa'alaka Allahu libas al-Ju'i, and Allah now made it to taste. Libas al-Ju'i, the dress of hunger, was hope and dress of fear. Fa'alaka Allahu libas al-Ju'i, was hope and makanu, yes, na'um. Because of what it was good to be doing. Here is an example. But Allah is the one giving the example. Allah can give example good, whatever he wants. Inna Allah la yastahi an yadhriba mathalan ma fawqatan wa ma fawqaha. Allah is not shy to give you example of whatever he wants, whether it is as small as mosquito. But you, when you want to give example, you cannot use Allah to give example. Well, that's a tribute in Lahi Allah. In Allah, I alone want to not have you. I am not enough to use Allah to make example. But he can make example with whatever he wants. Here he is making example of a town, such a town. Here, some people said it was a town because the town was called here. Some people said no, it's Makkah itself, because this particular thing happened to Makkah. Makkah was having problems, was not in security. To the extent that Abraha from Sa'an will take his elephant and his army to come and conquer and want to bring down the Kaaba. He found that the possibility you have there, like in Nigeria, somebody, another country said they are going to come and destroy after all. If you cannot defend it, are you having security? This is how they are. But who gave them security? The Prophet. Because at that time, he was in the womb. So the year he was going back to, the year of the elephant, he was in the womb. And Allah reminded them, the Ilah the Quraysh, Ilaki Rilata Shitai was there, Padia Purva Bahadur Dej, and let the At Amahu Niju in Bahamara Munkaw. This Allah that is feeding them, they are not having any hunger, and fear is not there. The same prophet, they now watch him grow. They themselves, they feel the name and Amin. The Prophet of Allah, the whole Quran, is to tell us the biography of the Prophet even before he became 40. Because before the Prophet became 40, he has delivered his message. What was the message? He said it. He never allowed any of the daughters to be killed like other people are buried in their daughters. He treated his slaves like himself. He tells the truth. That's why Khadija was able to confirm to him that no, whatever comes to you has to be from God. So this same prophet, after he now came and he said he was a prophet, he started persecuting the prophets. By the time they forced the prophet to leave Makkah, the prophet got to Medina. People like this Amman were suffering. Yasir had been killed. Sumayya had been killed. Those who made like Suleyf al-Rumi were still suffering. Because he now started praying in Sukkah. When he goes to the second rakah, after ruku, and he says, "Sami Allahu liman hamidahu," according to Abu Huraira, and he starts up, he will ask Allah to assist the weak Muslims still living in Makkah. And he will ask Allah, "Ishduk wat ataka ala Abu Dhabi." Oh Allah, make it difficult for Makkah and all those that are surrounding it. And he said, bring the years of hunger to them, like you gave to the people of, like that those of Ali ibn Yusuf. Kazimi Yusuf. This was also something. Hunger now came into Makkah to the extent that they had to be eating whatever dies. If the animal dies, they eat it because there was no food.
They will have to take green leaves, put it underneath the sand before they can eat it. They were suffering like that. And they were not in fear, because whenever their trade is going somewhere, they like the fresh, Muslims are there on the way to relay it. They were not sure now if their trade goes out, it is going to come early. That's what Allah is saying here. Kara Aminatan. Difficulty. Mutmainatan. Father Allah was about the Jew-i. When Allah says Libas the Jew-i, the clothes of hunger, what does it mean? When you are hungry, initially, nobody knows. Only you know. There is a reserve always in your body. The fat in your body will start to support it. Then it grows. Then your meat will start to support it. At that time, people will now see that your cloth is now bigger for you. At that stage, it is very clear to people that you are in hunger. They now for sure for you. This is the stage. And this example fits Makkah at that time. This same example fits Borno in the past recent. Because this Borno was one of the most peaceful states of Nigeria. Ask the people, they will tell you it is the most peaceful state of Nigeria. They have their Monday market, everybody is there. There is no industry. But Borno people are the only people that whenever it is time for food, they bring food out for everybody to eat. It is there that you will go in a house and you find someone that has memorized up to the 20 or 21 different citations of the Quran. This is what we have. Until somebody decided to import for them the abuse of sacred servants of Allah, the abuse of the path of the Prophet, and then the boys, built on what they were taught, and what was the end of it, they all saw it. They came to a stage, even we here in Zaria, that is 600, about 600 kilometers from Borno, we can't go from here to Sabungeri except we pass through at least three checkpoints. It's not something of the past. When Allah gives you this one, thank him for it. Don't think that you are the one. Don't go ahead looking for trouble. That's why Allah says, Dimakanu, yes, now. Allah did it because of what they were doing. What were they doing? They were persecuting their own fellow brothers. Like the town of Ila that was visited, they were so rich that sometimes some of them would take loaf of bread and clean his butcher's cities. Like we see today, go to the Christian houses, food that people are looking for, they can't eat, it is thrown away. All this is lack of faithfulness. Let us live with our brothers in thankfulness to Allah. And let us know that this peace that we have in peace of the mind, this security we are having is from Allah. If we don't, and we go back, Walau Adu, Walau Utum Ra'adu. If you are to go back to it, Allah will also go back to it. What has saved all of us in all this is servants of Allah that are always looking is the Father. Allah has said and promised in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And there are people that were making istighfar at least over 230 times a day. Like as I was saying, people say, Tarika Tijaniya. Tell me in the world, how many people that you can count, Allah comes out of their mouth every day. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that name comes out of their mouth every day, like people of Tarika Tijaniya. That's what they know. Astaghfirullah. Allahumma, Allahumma salli. Then they are calling Muhammad. Then La ilaha illa, they are calling. Look at the number of times that the word Allah comes out of their mouth on daily basis. Then you see that they have a problem. No, go and check yourself. If you persecute these people, Allah will not leave you. If you have neighbors that are not troubling you and you persecute them, La ilaha illa, and let you know that you got the deen or that you could be deen, you could be deen, what is to? In Allah, you could not see. If you have neighbors, they are not trying to take you out of their houses. They are not fighting you, don't fight them. If they are Christians, that's how Allah wants them to be. Allah says, La ilaha illa deen, qad tabayyana rushdu min al-bayt. There is no compulsion in this religion.
وَمَا شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَا شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wishes, believe. Whoever wishes, disbelieve. That's why they judgment and their judgment. So don't say because somebody is not a Muslim, you are forcing him to join the religion. Or the worst part of it is like in most Muslim institutions now. Are we grateful to God? An institution that belongs not to you, but to the federal government. You now say, we will not give this position except to a Muslim. Huh? Are you there? It does not belong to you, but it belongs to the federal government. The federal government did not say, give it to a Muslim. It said, give it to the one that can carry out that duty. If you find somebody, he is honest, he can carry out the duty better, give it to him. Although, I'll be surprised where you will get somebody better than a Muslim, if a Muslim is there. A Muslim with his right mind, he's difficult for you to beat him. He does not take alcohol, he does not go to tell lies, he is not complete fornication. But for you to just sit down and say, that position, that position, that position, only Muslims will be there, you are not able to but fuck up for that day at any time. And with time, if you continue, Allah will take that dignity from you. So let us be very careful. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَرْآنَ قَوْمٍ أَلَّا أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا. Don't allow even people when they misbehave, don't allow that misbehavior to make you to do justice. Always be on the just path. And Allah says, Allah said, كُرُوا كَوَّامِنَا بِالْكِرْسِ شُهَدَاءُ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَوْ عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ الْوَالِدَيْنِ أَوْ الْأَقْرَبِينَ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ إِنْ يَكُونُوا غَنِيًّا أَوْ فُقَرَاءَ فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. Whether they, it's your father, it's your brother, it's your relative, don't cheat. Always, ulamas are saying, don't eat with this religion. You are eating with religion, which is not say because I'm a Muslim, I have to be put in this position. You are not eating with your religion. No. Say, like Ali bin Abi Talib said, إِنِّي حَفِيظٌ عَلِيمٌ. No, I can do this work well, and I have the knowledge for it. Give it to me. When you go for interview, that's why you go for interview. Because all of us in this country will have to be very careful. In 1982, anybody that is here in that time, we have our respect, our heads high. But we're not looking down on anybody. When you are going to Britain, people see you in the house address, nobody checks you from Nigeria. You need safety today. So Allah has given us kariyatan, aminatan, mutmainatan. Let us not reduce it.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what is wrong with this thing? What are those things that they have done? One of the things that they did, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ, is that a messenger from Allah has come to them from among themselves. فَكَذَّبُوا, and they disbelieved in him. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, because of their disbelief in him, they were seized with punishment. وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, and indeed they were unjust in what they did. What you should do is what the Prophet was wanted to be doing. What did Sayyidina Khadija said? When he came from the cave and he asked his wife, Sayyidina Khadija, Zambiduni, cover me. He covered her, she covered him. After a time he said, something came to me at the cave and I'm afraid for myself. Maybe something is going to touch me. Immediately, Sayyidina Khadija said, Khalna wal lai. For action, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُسْلِكَ أَبْدًا فَإِنَّكَ نَتَسْلُ الرَّحِمَ وَتَسْلُ الْمَعْلُومَ وَتَسْلُ الْحَدِيثَ. This is what I want to say. He said, no, impossible. Allah will never put you to shame. You, that you keep your God relations, you, that whatever somebody does not have,
you make sure you give him you, that when visitors come, particularly Deva, you stand up and you show hospitality. You, or to him Allah, and I will act when there are two things, you stand on the path of truth, and most importantly, what is the good habit? When people talk, you believe in them. So I just come to talk to him. What he told you is not bad. He said you don't believe in him because he said it's for God. Listen to him first. So whoever is believing in the Prophet, such a person, punishment of Allah will send on him. Why? Because he has been unjust. He was told the truth and he said it is not true.
فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ.
وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Then they are being told now, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ, eat out of what Allah has given you as sustenance. Yes, they are eating it. حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا, eat it lawfully because Allah has made it lawful to you. طَيِّبًا, eat it because Allah has made it to be good and eat it to you. وَشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, and be grateful to the favors of Allah. إِن كُنْتُمُ, if indeed إِيَّاهُ, it is him Allah, تَعْبُدُونَ تَعْبُدُونَ. What is the meaning of this? At the time that Makkah was in that particular situation, we said, for 7 years they were in that hunger. Some of them will look at the heaven, they will not see anything but smoke out of hunger. Including some of the Muslims that were still in Makkah. They were sending to Medina and the Prophet was packing food and sending it to them. This is the halal that I said you should take. That's why when it is sent to them, it is told to them. Whatever Allah has given us as sustenance to eat, always he will tell us which one is lawful, which one is not lawful. And also, Allah, whenever he gives us and says something is lawful, tayyiban, you are going to find out that this is beautiful and is good.
What's so good?
And if you have gotten it, don't stop there. Washkuru ni'mat Allah. Be thankful to Allah. For what? For his ni'mah, his favor that he has given you. In kuntumu iya wa ta'abudu. Mullah Mahdi said, kaidu, ashukur kaidu ni'mah. Thanking Allah is what you use to put the favor with you. What is the meaning of being grateful? Prophet Allah said, if you say Alhamdulillah, you have been grateful. That is a statement. What you should say to show that you have been grateful. If you don't also spend what Allah gives you in saying, that is not being grateful. And when Allah gives you something, be happy, that is a sign that you are grateful. It's like when somebody comes to you and you are expecting maybe 8,000 naira. Then you just take 10 naira and put it in your hand. If you take it and you are not smiling, you are not grateful. If you say thank you are grateful, but you are not satisfied. A Muslim is not only grateful, he goes above that. He is satisfied. That's why when you are satisfied, what are you? When you are satisfied with whatever Allah has given you, Allah himself, he will be pleased with you. Ma'adiyyatun. So it's not just don't say Alhamdulillah whenever something is given to you. Also be pleased. Your salary is just 20,000. Be pleased. Allah, this is what you are giving me. Cut your coat according to your size. See how you can survive in that and be thanking Allah for giving you that. Don't say, I want to wear the clothes of such and such. I want to live in the house of such and such. I want to ride the car of such and such. You end up saying, Alhamdulillah, but you are not satisfied. No. And ask if Allah has given you. Just Allah has given you your peace. The Prophet, he says,
whoever wakes up in the morning and he sees that he has hurt in himself and there is peace where he is and he has put it in one day, he said it's like the world has opened his arms to him with all he has. There is nothing in this world he doesn't have. You woke up in the morning, you are healthy. The time you are in is this room. The food you are going to eat today, you have it. And you still think there is something that Allah has given you. You are not grateful. That's why Allah is telling us here, whatever we are going to eat, let it be halal. Halal, Allah has mentioned what is halal. If it's animal, it has to be slaughtered. If it's not animal and it is plant or fruit, it must not be an intoxicant or drink. It must be taken. It must not be something that when we take it, it's not good to our body. Whatever you take, as even as an individual, and it is not good to your body, it's no more taking. So whatever other gives you, you have the reason for making this halal and for making this haram. So is that food satisfied to him? If it's Allah, you are worshiping.
إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن الله غفور رحيم.
إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدماء ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به ومن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن الله غفور رحيم. Allah says, إنما حرم عليكم. Most things on earth are given to me حلالا تجيبا. What I've made forbidden to you are few. إنما حرم عليكم is only forbidden to you. What are these? إنما, just to show you that it's not much. Al-Maytatu, Kayyam, what is dead? Wattamu, blood. Walham al-Yizir, the flesh of the swine. Wama uhi al-Gayrillahi bih. What has it been invoked for other than Allah by it? Wama al-Ittumra, whoever is compared, gayra bagin, not out of desire, wanton desire. When I add it or out of being obsolete, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَكُونُ رَحِيمٌ. Allah for sure is most forgiving, most merciful. In Bata Hadith this is verse, okay, but in a different manner. There Allah said, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَالْحَمَ الْخِنْزِيرَ وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. فَمَا اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. This is how it came. But here Allah said, وَمَا أُهِلَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ. There is a difference. Why? Because the mushrik, there are two things they do. They invoke the name of other than Allah when they are slaughtering. They also slaughter for other than Allah. You see, they are two things now. وَمَا أُهِلَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Whatever you invoke, use it. Not the name of Allah, it's haram. وَمَا أُهِلَ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Whatever you use in invoking other than Allah, it's haram. Whatever you slaughter, that you slaughter it for maybe idol. Whether you say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, here, أُهِلَ بِهِ is correct. لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ is for something else, Allah does not accept it. You say this is not Allah, you slaughter, but you say it's for idol. Allah does not accept it. It's haram. Then, I will put down the shahid. You say, this is Allah or Qudsa. Then you slaughter, you say, it's for Allah. Allah does not accept it. Allah has brought the two. Because Allah has the way of completing things in the Quran. If you just look at it, it looks the same, it's not the same. What people come and they say, whenever Christians, they slaughter. Because they slaughter for Christmas. They slaughter, we should not eat. All Muslims, they slaughter, and they slaughter, for all we should not eat. This is utter rubbish. non-Christian says he is dedicating this letter to Christmas. No. It means, as far as they're concerned, a non-Christian will say the name of this idol and that idol before the slaughter. A Muslim, even if he slaughters without saying anything, is halal. He says nothing, but he's supposed to say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. If he says something else, it's not accepted. But because a Muslim is taken as somebody that has faith, if he says nothing and he slaughters, who the man says, accepted. The person who is slaughtering during Maulid is slaughtering because he is carrying out his own pursuit. He's happy about that the Prophet was giving back to at that time. You are happy that you have money, you want to buy meat to eat. That's why you're slaughtering. Everybody has an aim. Nobody has no aim. Whoever is slaughtering the time of Salah, if you say that you are slaughtering this animal because of Salah, there's no that is not the same. We only slaughter because of Allah. So it is not true for somebody to come and speak. And these are the kind of things that brought problems to this country. We have important things to talk about. You are looking for a way to pour force on people, to bring divinity among people, to divide people, because Omar Tabaraku, Eli Badja, Maja to him, Baga and Bingham. Just because you want to have your own party, you want to say that, oh, I have so many people. Yes, this is the whole of it. Not how can you see somebody? A Muslim, he is not because he is doing more with it. This somebody should not eat it. This person, does he believe in Allah and the Prophet? We will say he doesn't believe, but he should not examine himself. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah make us forget the reward of this Ramadan. Any question? May Allah count us among those that are forgiven in this Ramadan. Count us among those that are emancipated in this Ramadan. Count us among those that Allah has covered with his mercy in this Ramadan. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah reward all our sahabas, our past. All our past, our past leaders. May Allah reward the Prophet of Allah for us. May Allah reward all those that are assisting in the path of Islam. May Allah strengthen all those that are strengthening Islam. May Allah weaken and destroy all those forces that are fighting Islam. May Allah bring peace to this country. May Allah sustain this peace in this country. May Allah increase the wealth of this country again. May Allah bring peace to our campus. May Allah bring peace to our homes. May Allah strengthen each one of us. All of us that are here studying, may Allah give us correct understanding. May Allah give us success in our studies. All of us that are working, may Allah bless our work. May Allah grant us success in our work. May Allah unite the Muslim Ummah. All this evil that has entered Muslim Ummah in the past 30 years, may Allah take it away from us. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.